I'm Lori Siegel, and I spent the last decade reporting on technology, introducing the world to companies like Instagram and Uber when they were just a handful of people and an idea. I had a front row seat to history, interviewing founders like Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey as their companies changed the world. Now I want to show you my Silicon Valley. First Contact will give you what I like to call dinner table access to tech leaders how I see them, behind the scenes, human.
It didn't look like the reboot was going to work in the beginning. It was really hard. I mean, really dark times, like really depressed at certain points.
You have all these people who are looking to you to be optimistic. What did you do during that time to take care of yourself?
I don't have social media, period, and I don't have Slack or email on my phone. I didn't like free myself from addiction, from drugs and alcohol, just to be like a slave to my phone.
We'll have nuance and sometimes emotional conversations about us humans and technology.
We design screens that shine blue light straight into the human, and that has a real effect because we all feel more easily disconnected and lonely. We get stuck scrolling for long periods of time. We have to look at ourselves as human beings and say, how do we work?
And we'll tackle ethical issues of the future because, let's be honest, things got complicated quickly.
It had this moment where you thought, if I unleash this to the world, could it do harm? And we had this like very big debate with ourselves.
And it's not public yet.
No, because we're scared to put it out there.
From engineers coding bots to surf the dating apps to intimate conversations with tech leaders.
Yes, I could have sucked it up, but it also is not my DNA to phone it in.
You walked out the door and left $850 million on the table, right?
A little bit more. She's pausing for effect.
I'm trying to think of my head. Like, it must have been hard.
But how much money do you need? Money and wealth does not buy immortality. For me, time is actually more of an essence. How can I contribute to this world while I'm still on it?
First Contact will bring you rare access to the billionaires and also the people on the fringes, the ones that you may call weird, but I call the future.
I think everything is possible with technology, but it's not possible to build our loved ones back.
You talk about his death is kind of what helped make a lot of people feel less alone with some of the technology that you built off of it.
Is there anything I'm trying to broadcast to our users through this medium of AI conversation is that if you can do anything, just go out there to the ones that mean something for you and tell them how much you love them like every single day, because nothing else really matters.
First Contact with Lori Siegel premieres on Monday, December 2nd on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.